This morning's scripture is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 12 through 19. I wouldn't even put this thing down first service. Okay, if you would, look this up and stick your finger in there. It's in the back of the Bible. You'll go through Revelation and Jude, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and then you're going to find 2 Peter. Okay, I'd like for you to everybody stand. Hold the Bible way up, if you would, please. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as I share the Word with you this morning. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth. You now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of this majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice of heaven came to him in majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. And we have the word of the prophets, made more certain. And I tell you, we'll do well to pay attention to it as to the light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. This is the Word of God. Please be seated. It's getting pretty close to reunion time again at the Kileys, as I'm sure it is in a lot of your families. We have a tradition in our family that's probably over 40 years old. We meet someplace every summer for a family reunion. Mom and Dad started it clear back when there were aunts and uncles that would come, and some would come in as far as the East Coast, New Hampshire, cousins. I used to love it, absolutely love it, to hear the stories about Dickie. Dickie was my dad. He was the youngest of five children, and my aunts really got excited when they told Dickie stories. And I'd sit there just glued to what they were saying. Gosh, it was fun. And I'd look at Dad and make sure he wasn't looking at me, and I'd have to snicker a little bit because they knew some good ones on my dad. Knew some good ones. Family reunions have lots of good memories. I can remember one in particular. It was out at State Park Marina. My aunts were gone. Mom and Dad were gone. And it was the first family reunion that we seven kids of Dick and Wanda Kiley were going to put on. We were going to carry on their tradition. And I got to be real honest with you, I really didn't know whether I wanted to go or not. It just wasn't going to be the same without Mom and Dad.